Travel Human, your travel pod. So Travel Human is a podcast about everything travel, from visas to tourism to ecotourism to black and dark tourism. Everything you need to know about travel, fun things to do while you're traveling, everything about travel, new cities you could tour, new places you could tour, why you need to go to this city, why you need to go to that city, everything safety during travel, and every tip you need to know about travel. Travel Human, your travel pod. Travel Human, your travel pod. Welcome to another beautiful episode of Travel Human. I'm your host, Tosan. You can follow Travel Human on Instagram at TravelHuman1904, and you can also follow Travel Human on Twitter at TravelHuman1904. You can also follow iTosan, your host, on Twitter at Thompson_Tosan. The Tosan is T-O-S-A-N, and you can follow me on Instagram at Tosan Thompson. The African continent has an array of local delicacies that are yummy and mouth-watering. These tasty, sumptuous dishes are famous for the countries and islands in Africa. On today's episode, I'll be taking you around the African continent and give you insight to the delicacies that are famous to various African continents. So on today's episode, I will be giving you famous delicacies from African countries. Benin Republic. Igname pal is a food from Benin Republic. Now, this is a swallow dish, and it is so similar to the pounded yam taken or eaten in Nigeria. Igname pal is a ground yam in peanut sauce. It is originally from Benin Republic, but it is now eaten all over Central Africa and Oceania. Tapioca. This is a pudding made from tapioca seeds. It is a staple breakfast meal. All you need is just add sugar and milk to sweeten it. This meal is similar to oatmeal in the European countries. Another meal from Benin Republic is yobodoko. Yobodoko literally means European pastry. Yobodoko is a sweet fried pastry with just three ingredients, which are flour, yeast, and sugar. Maza. Maza is a rice cornmeal pancakes. This is Benin's version of pancakes, and it is made with millet flour, water, rice, and sugar. Nigeria. Nigeria is a country on the West African coast of Africa. One meal from Nigeria is Nkwobi. Nkwobi is a spicy cow foot. It's simply cooked cow foot mixed in spicy palm oil paste. Nkwobi consists of cow foot, palm oil, powdered edible potash, calabar nutmeg, ground crayfish, habanero pepper, onions, salt, and seasoning. Boli. Boli is grilled plantain. The plantain is mostly grilled on a charcoal fire. When eating boli, you can have it with groundnut or fried sauce. Abacha. Abacha is also known as African salad. Abacha is a dried shredded cassava cooked with palm oil, calabash, nutmeg, ground potash, chili, pepper, stock cubes, finely chopped garden egg leaves, boiled dried fish or stockfish, cow skin, which is called kwomo locally in Nigeria, salt and water, jollof rice. Jollof rice is a famous rice meal from Nigeria. It is rice combined with pepper, tomatoes, onions, water, oil, stock cubes, spring onions, carrot, and green peas. Kosai. Kosai is a northern dish from the northern part of Nigeria, which is made from peeled beans formed into a ball and then deep fried in palm oil. Tanzania. Tanzania is on the eastern part of Africa. Nyama choma. Nyama choma is a famous meal in Tanzania. Nyama choma is in Swahili means roasted meat. Nyama choma is served with a pile of salt on the side, few wedges of lemon, and some tomato chili sauce. Chapatis. Chapatis is an Indian dish served in Tanzania. The main ingredients of chapati is wheat flour and water. Muchiwa Samaka. Muchiwa Samaka is basically curried fish. This is a popular Swahili dish cooked in a combination of onions, garlic, curry powder, oil, tomatoes, lemon juice, and water with chopped coriander, which is optional. Dishes from South Africa. South Africa is a country on the southern part of Africa. From South Africa, we have the kiwi salsa. Kiwi salsa is a South African delicacy made from kiwi fruit, pomegranate seeds, avocado, and jalapeno chilies. Sishanyama. Sishanyama in Zulu means burn the meat. Sishanyama is grilled meat, chicken, pork, lamb, and sausages. This meal isn't for vegetarians. Kape Malay curry. This meal was brought to life in the 17th century when the French and Dutch landed and settled in Cape Town, bringing slaves from India, Malaysia, and Indonesia, along with their spices and traditional cooking method. Cape Malay curry is a very sumptuous meal in South Africa. When you visit South Africa next, make sure you taste some Cape Malay curry. Chakalaka and pap. Chakalaka is a vegetable dish made of onions, pepper, tomatoes, carrots, beans, and spices, served cold. And pap, which is a porridge similar to American grits, often served together along with barbecue meat, salad, bread, and stew. Ghana. Ghana is on the West African part of Africa. And the meals from Ghana that are so popular is Banko and Tilapia. Banko and Tilapia is a traditional Ghanaian dish, which is basically made out of a mixture of corn dough with cassava dough. It can be eaten with various sauces. Tuwo Safi. Tuwo Safi is a northern Ghana food that consists of three separate dishes, which are combined for the dish. The meat, stew, the ayoyo sauce, and the Tuwo Safi itself. Tuwo Safi, which came from the northern part of Ghana, is now eaten all over Ghana. Wanke. Wanke is a creative use of rice and beans Ghana style, and it was originally a northern dish, but it can now be found all over Ghana. Red Red. Red Red is a filling traditional dish that consists of cowpea beans, boiled to make a broth, served with palm oil and soft fried plantain. Mali. Mali is also one of the countries in the western part of Africa. Now, the meals that are so famous for Mali is Many, Many Young. Many, Many Young is in Malinese sesame honey sweet. It is a very delicious delicacy from Mali. From Mali, you also have the Fotwa Banani. Fotwa Banani is a Malian mashed plantain. When you taste Fotwa Banani, your taste buds will head up to cloud nine. Also Togo. Togo is also a West African country. Famous delicacies from Togo are the Rissource Arachide. Rissource Arachide is mashed yam with peanut salt and cheese. This delicacy is common with Camembert. Akume. Akume is a corn porridge made from grounded maize, fermented cassava, and water. Akume is a very, very popular and mouth-watering dish in Togo. Gbomadesi. Gbomadesi is a traditional meal in Togo centered around beef and spinach. When you taste Gbomadesi, you will say, travel human told you so. Cote d'Ivoire. Cote d'Ivoire is also another West African country. From Cote d'Ivoire, you have the Kajenoi. Kajenoi is a spicy stew that is slow cooked in sealed canary oven fire over coals and prepared with chicken or guinea hen and vegetables. Kajenoi is a very mouth-watering dish from Cote d'Ivoire. Atieke.
Atieke is a popular side dish in Côte d'Ivoire made with grated cassava, and it is very similar in taste and consistent to couscous. Mafé, which is also called mafia. Mafé is a common dish consisting of meat in a peanut sauce. Taste mafé and you will say, I told you so. Cameroon. Cameroon is also a country on the west part of Africa. And from Cameroon, you have the brochettes. Brochettes is a barbecued kebab made from chicken, beef, or goat meat. Ekwang. Ekwang is grated cocoyam in cocoyam leaves and cooked with crayfish, dried fish, and palm oil. And ekwang is a very sumptuous meal. Achu soup. Achu soup is a yellow, delicate soup paired with mashed achu cocoa. Achu soup, which is also known as yellow soup, is traditionally made with a fusion of chicken broth or beef, limestone, red oil, and a variation of spices. Burkina Faso. Burkina Faso is also a beautiful part of the West Africa. Rice grass. Rice grass is a rice cooked with meat, tomatoes, and onions. Rice grass is a popular rice dish from Burkina Faso. When you taste rice grass, it is a mouth-watering and sumptuous dish. You also have the sauce gumbo from Burkina Faso. Sauce gumbo is a sauce made from okra. You also have the bebenda from Burkina Faso. Bebenda is a stew of fish, fermented beans, and spinach or cabbage. You have the tou. Tou is a mashed millet or sorghum. It is the traditional carbohydrate of all meals in Burkina Faso. You also have Kenya. Kenya is a country from the eastern part of Africa. And in Kenya, you have the chicken biryani. Chicken biryani is a mixed rice dish which originated from the Indian subcontinent. It is made with Indian spices, meat, chicken, goat, lamb, prawn, or fish, and rice with an addition of eggs or potatoes sometimes. Irio. Irio is mashed peas and potato is a mashed peas and potato mix. It is the pride of Kenya. Githeri. Githeri is a delicious meal made from beans and corn. It is so yummy and sumptuous. This delicacy is a beans and corn delicacy in Kenya. You also have the Kenyan pilau. Kenyan pilau is a famous spiced rice in Kenya. This rice is cooked with flavors bursting spices like cardamom, cinnamon, cumin, and cloves. The rice fragment is fantastic and mouth-watering. You have the sukuma wiki. Sukuma wiki is also known as collard greens or kale. Sukuma wiki is one of the most popular vegetable dish in Kenya. This dish is a combination of vegetable leaves, oil, diced tomatoes, onions, and it is flavored with a sprinkle of mochi mix, which is Kenyan most secret flavoring salt, MSG. Uganda. Uganda is also a country on the eastern part of Africa. And one of the popular meals in Uganda is kikalayi. Kikalayi is fried pork. This is a famous pork dish in Uganda. In Uganda, you also have the luwombo. Luwombo is one of Uganda's best dish. Luwombo is a royal dish and it is prepared during the holidays. It is tasty and delicious. Muchomo. Muchomo also is a Ugandan dish, which is roasted meat. This meal has a great delicious and crunchy taste to it. You also have the maloke. Maloke, which is a Ugandan dish, is a staple food to most of the Bantu tribes in Uganda. It is majorly green plantain. Matoke can be served with any kind of sauce. Rwanda. Rwanda is also on the eastern part of Africa. And in Rwanda, you have isombe. Isombe is a cassava leaves with eggplant and spinach. It is a delight in Rwanda. In Rwanda, you also have the mizuzu. Mizuzu is a fried plantain dish in Rwanda. It is a meal Rwandans have either for lunch or dinner. You also have the omotisma. Omotisma is a dish of corn and cassava. It is a delicious delicacy eaten in Rwanda. Botswana. Botswana is in the southern part of Africa. And a popular dish in Botswana is the mogodu. Mogodu is also called mala mogodu in Botswana. Mogodu is a southern African dish. Mogodu is a derivative of tripe served as stew with hot pap or dumpling. Mala is intestines, usually gotten for cow or from a sheep. You also have the patapata. The patapata is a flat yeast living bread which is commonly sliced horizontally, toasted and buttered. Patapata is similar to English muffin. In Botswana, you also have the seswa. Seswa is boiled, then pounded beef. This is a big event dish in Botswana, and it would normally be prepared in traditional three-legged pot over an open wood fire. Seswa can be served with pap, which is made from cornmeal. Egypt. Egypt is a northern African country. In Egypt, you have a famous dish called the tameya. The tameya is an Egyptian falafel. Tameya is an Egyptian street food, which is made with ground chickpeas or dried fava beans. This meal is best served with pita bread, onions, tomato, and tahini sauce. In Egypt, you also have ful madamis. Ful madamis is the most popular street food in Egypt. Ful is a paste of mashed bread, mashed broad beans, flavored with garlic and olive oil. This meal is labeled out of large copper pots and in pockets of pita bread. Koshari. Koshari is a famous Egyptian dish, which is a mix of rice, brown lentils, and macaroni with toppings of fried onions and a spicy tomato sauce. Kebab and kofta. Kebab and kofta is flame-grilled chunks of lamb and spiced minced meat in a sausage and grilled on a skewer, which is called kofta. This meal can be eaten with a simple mix of chopped tomatoes and cucumber salad and a disc of flat bread. Mauritius. Mauritius is an amazing country in Africa. One of the most delicious meals from Mauritius is Doheli Puri. Doheli Puri is a yellow split pea pancake that is grilled on a tower and filled with Karikiros poise, which is bean curry. Also from Mauritius, you have the Faratha. Faratha is a Mauritian version of the Indian paratha. Faratha is often eaten with chutney or curry. You also have the Aluda. Aluda is a Mauritius dish, which is an almond-flavored falooda. Aluda is the Mauritian version of the Indian falooda. Aluda is made by dissolving agar, which is obtained from seaweed, basil leaves, and milk with essence. Morocco. Morocco is a northern country in Africa. One of the most famous dishes in Morocco is fish chamoula. Fish chamoula is a Moroccan marinated fish dish. Fish chamoula is a mix of fish fillets, coriander seeds, black peppercorns, dried cut pepper flakes, saffron shreds, coarse salt, paprika, minced onions, fresh parsley leaves, lemon peel, lemon juice, olive oil, minced garlic, unsalted butter, water, and fennel bulbs for garnishing. You also have the harira from Morocco. Harira is a traditional Moroccan soup made from flour, lentils, chickpeas, tomatoes, rice meat, onions, and olive oil. This meal is mostly served during the Ramadan period. What a fantastic dish. Mauritania. Mauritania dishes are lovely dishes. For Mauritania, you have the taibodine. Taibodine is a coastal dish of fish and rice, which is considered a national dish of Mauritania. It is served in a white and red sauce, usually made from tomatoes. You have the mechao. Mechao is a whole roasted lambon Lambon A Barbecue. Yaza Paulette. Yaza Paulette is a chicken rotisserie with vegetables served over French fries or rice. You have the mafé. Mafé is a goat or camel meat in a peanut okra and tomato sauce, and it is served over rice. This delicacy can also be made without meat for vegetarians. Tunisian. Paulette Meshi. Paulette Meshi is a delicious roasted chicken served on a bed of chicken pox and onions, which is seasoned with a healthy portion of lemon juice in Tunisia. Another dish from Tunisia is in Lablabi. Lablabi is a Tunisian delicacy. This delicacy is thick soup made with chickpeas, Libyan. One of the amazing dishes from Libya is a Fifel Chuma. Fifel Chuma is a Libyan Jewish red chili paste recipe. This delicacy is a condiment common in Libyan Jewish and Israeli cuisines. Fifel Chuma is made with dry and powdered pepper, heaps of garlic, and a few other spices hello together with oil. Basin. Basin is a popular Libyan dish. Basin is unleavened bread peppered with barley, salt, and water. You have the shakshuka. Shakshuka is an amazing dish in Libya. And shakshuka is eggs poached in tomato sauce. Chad. Millet porridge. Millet porridge, which is also known as bole, is a thick green porridge eaten in Chad. It is made from millet. Millet porridge is an amazing and famous millet porridge meal in Chad, and it's eaten by Chadians. You have the sorghum balls with dried okra sauce. Sorghum balls is a swallow dish from Chad, and it's eaten with dried okra sauce. You have the esh. Esh is a common dish among northern Arabs that consists of boiled millet flour served with a mola sauce. You have the daraba. Daraba is a traditional dish prepared with okra, sweet potatoes, green tomatoes, peanut butter, and other additional ingredients of your choice. And daraba is a famous and amazing dish in Chad. In Chad, you also have the jarret de bois. Jarret de bois is a traditional beef and vegetable stew eaten in Chad. Eswani. Eswani, which was formerly called Swaziland. From Eswani, you have the shishwala. Shishwala is a hearty porridge served with meat or vegetables, and it's a mouth-watering dish from Eswani. From Eswani, you also have the taragout. Taragout is a traditional Swazi meat stew, usually made with goat that is being slowly cooked with kawakawa, which is bush basil, and dry horipito, which is peppered wood leaves. You also have the umensezwa. Umensezwa is a dried meat delicacy and is similar to the South African bistlong, Lesotho. Lesotho, which is also close to the eastern part of Africa, has variety of amazing dishes. From Lesotho, you have the papa. Papa is a stiff porridge made from maize or corn. You also have the spinach and tangerine soup. Spinach and tangerine soup is a Lesotho soup made from spinach and tangerine with other spices to give it taste. In Lesotho, you have the Baroto. Baroto is the traditional African bread which originated from Lesotho. Baroto is a combination of wholemeal flour, sugar, salt, white flour, yeast, and lukewarm water. You have the Basotho burger. Basotho burger is a meat dish which is made from the combination of chicken meat, pepper, salt, curry powder, peanut oil, and cayenne. This delicacy originated from Lesotho and it is now eaten in other countries in Africa. Namibia. Namibia, which is an eastern African country, has amazing and mouth-watering dishes. So from Namibia, you have the Zambezi bream. Zambezi bream is a fish delicacy eaten in Namibia. These spices of fish can be found in the river systems of Southern Africa. Oshitima. Oshitima, which is also known as maize or Mahungu pap, is a popular food in Oshiwambo culture. Oshitiman is a staple fruit from the northern part of Namibia. This delicacy is a gluten-free porridge made from pearl millet flour. Oshitiman is a gluten-free porridge. And you people that don't like that, want to have gluten-free meals when traveling to Namibia, can eat this Oshitiman porridge. You have the Omangugu. Omangugu is also referred to as Maponi worm in Namibia. Maponi worms are caterpillars found and collected from the Maponi trees during the rainy season. This is a crispy delicacy in Namibia. In Namibia, you also have the fat cake. Fat cake known as Okuki Oshiwambo is a delicacy made by deep frying dough into sweet brown bread balls. It is similar to puff-puff in Nigeria. Burundi. Burundi is an amazing country in Africa which has amazing mouth-watering dishes. In Burundi, you have the matura and mahu. Matura and mahu is a sausage dish prepared in Burundi, and it is an amazing and mouth-watering sausage dish. In Burundi, you have the ugali. Ugali is an African porridge that consists of flour and water. Also in Burundi, you have the bokoboko hares. The bokoboko hares is a chicken stew dish that is mixed with other ingredients. Seashells. Seashells, which is a beautiful island in Africa, has an amazing dish called the ladob. Ladob is a savory or dessert dish eaten in seashells. This dessert version usually consists of ripe plantain and sweet potatoes. You have this spinach soup bouillon bread. Bouillon bread is a spinach soup from seashells that is composed of greens, and it is prepared in the same fashion as spinach. Angola. Angola is also an amazing country in Africa, and Angola has amazing meals. One of the amazing meals from Angola is the caldeirada. Caldeirada is a goat stew served with rice, which is a traditional dish for the Angolans. You have the arroz de garupa d'aila. Arroz de garupa d'aila is a dish of white rice with seafood. You also have the cacatoes from Angola. Cacatoes is a basic dish that is made by frying caterpillars with garlic. In Angola, you have the yellow cocoda. Yellow cocoda, also known as cocoda amarela, is a sweet Angolan custard or pudding. This meal consists of water, sugar, salt, grated coconut, and eggs. The Democratic Republic of Congo. That's what we call the DRC in Africa. The DRC have amazing dishes, and one of their dishes is the cassava baton. Cassava is also known as chikwanga, and it is the traditional bread from the Democratic Republic of Congo, which consists of cassava flour cakes wrapped in dry banana leaves, then steamed. Kosakosa. Kosakosa is basically Congo River prawns. Malawi. In Malawi, you have the kachumbari. Kachumbari is a tomato and onion salad from Malawi. And this is a tomato and onion salad dish, which is a famous salad dish in Malawi. In Malawi, you have the chambo. Chambo is a tilapia fish, and it is an amazing delicacy in Malawi. In Malawi, you also have the nitochi. Nitochi is bread made with bananas. In Malawi, you also have the kondonde. Kondonde is a dish made from cassava flour and water, and it is eaten with fish. It can be eaten with chambo. Ethiopia. Ethiopia, which is a beautiful country in Africa, has an amazing mouth-watering dish called kifo. Kifo is an Ethiopian beef tartare. In Ethiopia, you also have the injera. Injera is a sourdough flat bread. In Ethiopia, you also have the tips. Tips is a sautéed meat chunks. In Ethiopia, you also have the shirobekibe. Shirobekibe is a legume stew, and it is very delicious. Now we head down to Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe has mouth-watering dishes, and one of the famous mouth-watering dishes from Zimbabwe is the Muriwo Ndedovi. Muriwo Ndedovi is a Zimbabwe dish that consists of a plate of green cabbages prepared with a rich peanut butter salt. La. Eat it and you will say, Travel Human told you so. From Zimbabwe, we have the Zadza. Zadza is a kind of bread prepared with corn. The mixture is molded with the hands to form balls. Zadza is usually accompanied with by beef stew and kovokovo. Kovokovo is a vegetable which resembles chard and is cooked with garlic, onions, and peanut butter. Zambia. We are heading to Zambia. And Zambia has amazing dishes. One of the famous amazing dishes of Zambia is a chikanda. Chikanda is a meatless dish which is purely vegetable. Nishama. Nishama is a stiff porridge made from ground maize. Then you have Ndiwo from Zambia. Ndiwo is a relish or sauce made from meat or fish boiled with green vegetable. Ndiwo is usually served with nshima. We head down to Senegal. Senegal, which is a vibrant and amazing country, has a famous food called chicken yazan. Chicken yazan is a Senegalese dish made with chicken, caramelized onions, lemon, and a mixture of flavor and spices. You have the kado. Kado is a recipe based on fish cooked in palm oil, and it can be served with rice and vegetable or served with lime sauce. Mafé. Mafé is a dish copied from Mali, which has now been adapted in Senegalese cuisine. Mafé is rice based, topped with a peanut paste sauce, and it is usually accompanied by meat and vegetable. Ndabe. Ndabe is a typical traditional Senegalese stew prepared with black eyed peas as the main ingredient. Now we head down to a northern African country, which is Algeria. In Algeria, you have the tagine sitan. Tagine sitan is a chicken and olive dish from the country Algeria. In Algeria, you have the burek. Burek is a fried spring rolls with various stuffings like tuna, potato, meat, and cheese. You have the shakashon. Shakashon is a mixture of onions, tomato, bell pepper, zucchini, and eggs. This is an Algerian version. Kobaprik or jari. Chobaprik is a tomatoes-based soup with lamb. Now we head down to one of the coolest and warmest places in Africa, which is Djibouti. Djibouti has a famous dish called Fafa. Fafa is a Djiboutian stew made from goat or camel meat with carrots, onions, and potatoes. Injera. Injera is Djibouti's traditional flatbread. Zambouza. Zambouza is also called samosa, and it is a perfect crispy fried pastry appetizer. Djiboutian banana fritters. Djibouti banana fritters is a banana recipe made with cinnamon. We head down to Congo. Congo has a famous dish called poulet a la moambe. Poulet a la moambe is a savory chicken dish, and it is a national dish of Congo. In Congo, you have the medusi. Medusi is a mixture of fried rice and beans. And in Congo, you also have the lepoke nyambika. Lepoke nyambika is steamed pumpkin seeds pudding. Then we head down to Cape Verde. Cape Verde, which is a footballing nation and an amazing country, has an amazing dish called buzio. Buzio is a tasty, slow-cooked stew made with shellfish and soya sauce. You have the chachupa. Chachupa is a slow-cooked stew made with beans, corn, kernels, vegetable, and fish or meat. You have the bafas. Bafas is a snack appetizer of fish cooked with tomato, onions, pepper, in bread crumbs. You have the Sudan country. Now, Sudan, which is famous for its desert, has a meal called the gurasa. Gurasa is pastry from corn flour. From Sudan, you also have the walawala. Walawala is a millet porridge, and it is a famous millet porridge meal in Sudan. From Sudan, you have the fusudani. Fusudani is a peanut stew common to the South Sudanese people. Then we now head down to Somalia. Somalia is famous for its Sambozi meal. Sambusa is a triangular fried pastry dish, often filled with spicy minced meat or vegetables. You have the mukmad. Mukmad is a beef jerky delicacy from Sudan. We head down to Madagascar. Madagascar is famous for its romanzava. Romanzava is a traditional meat stew with leafy greens. You have the Fosasehana Kiza. The Fosasehana Kiza is a famous seafood platter of Madagascar. This meal is an incredible infusion of stir-fried pork, crab, and lobster seasoned with lime juice and ginger. Then you have the Mofogazi. The Mofogazi, which is breakfast food in Madagascar, is a Malagasy bread prepared like a pancake by deep-frying dough made of flour, yeast, sugar, water, and cream of rice. You have the Central African Republic, which is the CAR. From Central African Republic, we have a famous food called the chichinga. Chichinga is a skewed barbecue goat. From CAR, you have the spinach stew. Spinach stew is a delicacy cooked with tomato, chili pepper, peppers, onions, and peanut butter. Then you head down to Mozambique. Mozambique, which is a Portuguese-speaking country in Africa, has one of the famous meals from their country, which is called the Bolopolana. The Bolopolana is a cashew and potato cake. From Mozambique, you also have the Feijoada. The Feijoada is a hearty bean stew cooked with beef or pork, or even with the both of them. You have the Piripiri. Piripiri is a famous Mozambican chili sauce and marinade. You have the Zima. Zima is a porridge made with corn flour and is a delicious meal from Mozambique. Now we head down to Guinea. Guinea is famous for its fufu. Fufu, also known as to, is a savory pastry with okra food. Then you also have the Tiakri. Tiakri is a sweet couscous and milk dish. You have the Konkei. Konkei is a smoked fish dish. Now I'll be taking you to the Equatorial Guinea. Equatorial Guinea is famous for its sopa de pescado don cochatete. This is a groundnut soup with fish, onions, and tomato. From Equatorial Guinea, you also have the Mizawat. Mizawat is a lentil stew from Equatorial Guinea. From Equatorial Guinea, you also have a famous food called the paella. Paella is a rice with saffron, seafood, and vegetables. Now we head down to an amazing West African country, which is Liberia. Liberia is famous for its palava. Palava is chunks of smoked meat or fish in spicy hot soup. Then you have the Liberian potato greens. Liberian potato greens is a traditional spicy sweet potato greens. It is simply fried and curried potato leaves cooked with meat or chicken and eaten with steamed rice. You have the Liberian pepper kala. Liberian pepper kala is dumplings dipped, fried in oil and served with a spicy dipping. Now we head down to the Gambia. The Gambia is famous for its benachin. Benachin is a wolof dish common in the Gambian, and it is made from concentrated peanut paste, cooked with fish or meat, tomatoes, onions, potatoes, carrots, cabbage, stock, and white rice. You have the afra. Afra is a late-night snack which entails one to select one's choice of meat, in which will be chopped in front of you, seasoned and grilled, then served with a spicy sauce or mustard. You have the akara. Akara is a breakfast meal made from black-eyed peas, grounded in flour, and deep-fried. Heading down to Eritrea. Eritrea is famous for its teshbi, served with injera. This is a stew served with flatbread made from teff, wheat, or sorghum, and tobet. You have the tichafitfit. Tichafitfit is a staple of Eritrean cuisine, which consists of shredded, oiled, and spiced bread, often served with a scoop of fresh yogurt and topped with berbere. You have the gait. Gait is a porridge made of flour and water and served in a bowl with an indentation made in the center where clarified butter and beriberi are mixed. Now, this is an amazing meal from Eritrea, and it is lovely. Eat this meal, and you will say, travel human told you so. Now, we head down to Gabon. Gabon is a beautiful continent, beautiful country, and it is famous for its baguettes. Baguette is deep-fried pastry. Also from Gabon, you have the Nyembwe. Nyembwe is a chicken with pine nuts. You have the Antaga de Credos Edulis. Antaga de Credos Edulis is a firm fruit that is boiled and often used as a bread spread. We head down to Sierra Leone. Sierra Leone is a beautiful country, which is famous for its groundnut stew. Groundnut stew is a stew that is made from peanuts, meat, tomatoes, and onions. It is a delight in Sierra Leone. Okra stew. Okra stew is a stew made from the vegetable, often referred to as lady fingers. You have the cassava bread. Cassava bread is a type of bread made from the flour from starchy root of the cassava plant. You have the crinkrin and fish balls. Crinkrin and fish balls is a traditional Creole dish, which is usually served in the beach areas of Freetown, where fish come straight from the water. You have the Benny cake. Benny cake is a Moorish sesame seed and sugar biscuit, and is an amazing meal from Sierra Leone. Head down to any part of Africa and taste one or two of these dishes, and you will say, we told you so. This has been a beautiful episode on famous dishes in Africa. When you come to Africa, try out one or two famous dishes. Africa is a continent that has beautiful, amazing dishes. Next time, we'll go to Europe to find out the amazing dishes in Europe. We could also head down to Asia to find out the amazing dishes in Asia. We could also go to the South or Northern America or even Antarctica to find out the amazing dishes from these continents. You can follow Travel Human on Instagram at TravelHuman1904, and you can also follow Travel Human on Twitter at TravelHuman1904. You can also follow I, Tosan, your host, at Twitter at ThumbsInTosan on Instagram, and with Twitter you can also follow me at Thumbsin_Tosan. The Tosan is TOSAN. So I come away next time, guys. Have a lovely week and keep listening to Travel Human podcast. Will you like to travel to the Maldives, Seychelles, Bora Bora off the French Polynesia, even Bali during your next travel destination? Yes, Travel Human. Now, make new memories during your next travel destination. Travel Human, your travel pod. Travel Human is a show that talks about everything travel, from tourism to visas to travel tips to everything you need to know about travel. Travel Human podcast gives you the nitty-gritty of traveling around the world. If you need new information about travel, then listen to our podcast on all platforms. Go to Google and Google Travel Human, and you will see all our episodes on everything travel. Listen to Travel Human podcast, and you will say Travel Human told you so.